Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Matthew, chapter number 26. I'll begin reading in verse number 6. I'm going to read all the way down through verse number 13. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. For I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Many Christians started their celebration of the work of Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection on Palm Sunday. That was the precursor to Christ entering Jerusalem with jubilant celebration, only to be crucified by the same people shortly thereafter. Today, many Christians will remember the moments that led to the cross, starting this evening, others tomorrow, and still others on Friday. This has always been a hotly debated topic in the religious circles. I must confess that I'm glad I don't have to deal with the backlash from different points of view in the way I led the church during this time of year. This year is my first not being the pastor of a church and being the chaplain in a nursing home, and celebrating the resurrection of Christ with these dear residents. Most residents could care less about the arguments and really just focus on the work that Christ did for them. As I was preparing for this week, I wanted to give an account that was very rarely placed in the events of the few weeks of that leading up to the Christ's crucifixion. My mind was drawn to the account of the anointing of the feet of the Christ with the precious ointment. What was so special about this that Jesus said in verse 13, Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for memorial of her. Wow, that means that this is a pretty important thing that was done to our Lord. The selfless act of love of this woman was a spontaneous outward action of the overwhelming love in her heart for Christ. Her reverence and dedication to him was evidenced through the outpouring of the most precious ointment she had. She did what she could for him while he were still alive to show him her appreciation and gratitude for what he was about to do for her. As I thought on these things, I had to ask myself, does this season of remembrance of the work of Christ instigate in me an outpouring of gratitude that is seen by those around me? If not, then maybe I'm missing one of the greatest parts of the events leading up to the crucifixion of the Christ.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.